And the part that I really admired in many
Joy's
of you was the
third chakra spinal support healing.
Side, who had to be sitting up. That's how you do any of these healings. Okay, if somebody can't lay down on a table, there's ways to accommodate them. So always keep that in mind. So an important thing that we haven't mentioned, and I know at the beginning of the year, Lisa has talked about boundaries and stuff, but I want you to think about when you approach a client, before you even start the pendulum or anything, I want you to talk to them about, is it all right to place your hands on them and get their permission? I know these are classmates, but get used to doing that. Any of these healings work if your hands are above. Because long distance, when you send a healing, there's no hands there, and the healing is very effective. So take that time, because it's a boundary. And a lot of people, we've gone through, you know, traumas in our young lives and stuff, and you just want to make sure it's okay. That's why the fifth chakra, the hand goes in the back. Coming in like this, it's like somebody's going to strangle you. That's a trauma situation with the hand. So be very careful of that. The other thing, this goes now to the next step of what's our boundaries around hugging. In second year, we do like this mini class called Hugging 101. So I'm going to give you the kindergarten version of the hugging. It's basically every profile hugs in a different way.
But guy's not here.
Every person, whether they've had trauma, verbal abuse, low self-esteem, they hug differently. You're all becoming now, in the third weekend, very sensitive of everybody's energy. Okay? And take in mind that to you, you might want a 3-minute hug. But if you're hugging me, 5 seconds may mean a world of difference in my life. So just feel that energy. It's the same thing when you're doing the healings. Remember, you are coming into relationship on the table with somebody. You step in at the second chakra. That's where you're basically touching the table. And then you are meeting their second chakra, and you're coming into a relationship. That's why when we're done, we break that energy off to disconnect you from the second chakra. Okay? So that's another boundary that you really have to respect. So with hugging, an EIS might hug the life out of you because they just want to be hugged and loved. A CL, you might get a bear hug from. Okay? I'm a knowledgeable achiever. It might be just a quick, but now I step in completely now because my team players sort of take it over and I like to, you know, get that, the hug. But I can sense energy, and when I feel somebody pulling back, I release. You know, I know it's like all over Facebook, oh, we're doing researches and it's gonna be more than so many seconds. Just connecting with somebody at an energetic level is enough to shift how they're feeling about themselves and what their day is going to be like. So just respect the boundaries, but in second year, you've got to get this whole thing about all different kinds of crazy hugs and things you can do and everything. And the last thing is, you know, when you're on the table, we ask you to touch so that somebody always knows where you are, okay? If you're going to give somebody a hug, you approach them from the front and you ask permission. I've had a few of the upperclassmen come in from behind this weekend, and it scared me because I didn't know what was coming and I was doing something else. So always be respectful of where you are in terms of the person you would like to give a hug to. Yeah. And if I give a hug and it's a one-handed hug, that's all right, because we're still connecting where? At our chakras, at the third chakra, okay? And I'm doing a lot of one hugs because I got an impairment in my shoulder, so it's like, I'm doing the one hugs, this is a one-arm hug. So just be very conscious, and I know a lot of you have practices as healers. You're doing a lot more healings. Just be respectful of your boundaries and these. And even in the outside world, the same thing. Any questions on our hugging the boundaries? So when they get on your table, the first thing you ask, do I have permission to touch you? And of course, most of your classmates are going to say yes. And then you're going to start by doing your pendulum reading. And then once I see everybody at the foot of the table, I'll start doing the healing. Okay? All right, great.
Should we turn the lights down a little bit? Do you think the lights are too bright, or is it just me?
Yeah, I'm going to shut the little ones, and then probably one of the big ones.
Thank you.
And another thing, everyone,
yes.
When you're doing your pendulum reading, remember they're going to be face down for a long time. They can lay down, face up, do the healing, do the pendulum reading, and then they can turn over. Yeah, so if they want to get right in there and lay right down, that's good.
I don't want to put my head down there until I have to.
We got time, they're doing everything.
You are good at achieving.
Feel the tone of the bowls. It'll help you to ground yourself. Remember, once you've done the pendulum reading, stand at their feet. And when the majority of us are at the end of the table, at their feet, we'll begin the healing. Just about done with your pendulum reading. As you go to the foot of the table, ground yourself. Feel that cord coming down, going through you and grounding you into the earth. Also see your chakras aligning. Now I'd like you to begin by doing the bow and keep in mind that they are laying flat and it's almost an intentional bow with the feet. You're gently just going to be lifting them, very small amount, and setting the intention that you were setting the bow. Now you're going to move to the head of the table. Doing the same thing, setting the intention that you're going to establish the other end of the bow energetically. And then as you make your way back to their feet, you're going to be releasing the back of their knees. Now you're going to be starting a quick chakra balance. And this will help them to ground and bring them fully into their body before the healing. So keep in mind, it's the bottom of the foot to the ankle. You're seeing the red, sending that energy upward. Then moving across to the opposite leg. Now you're going to move up on that same leg, back of the knee, sending hand is on the ankle. Continually filling with the red light. Now move across to the opposite leg again. Ankle to knee. If somebody is on their side, you can still feel that, but make it comfortable for both you and for them with your hand placement. Is. Okay, now you're going to move up with your receiving hand going to the hip and your sending hand goes to the hip. across to the opposite leg, back of the knee, and the hip. Now we're going to do the cross at this point, where we bring the energy into balance, leaving the hand on the hip and moving to the opposite side behind the knee. Again, we're continuing to feel the red. So now you're going to be leaving the hand on the hip, placing your sending hand at an angle, sending upward to complete filling the first chakra. Leaving your sending hand at the knee, bring your receiving hand to the second chakra, which is right around where their waistline is. Now you're switching the color to orange and sending that orange light up to fill the second chakra. Now you will move your hand up to and behind you'll be at the second chakra, and this is where you're going to begin the gentle massage on both sides of the spine, going from the base of the skull and up to the crown of the head, sending that energy upward. As you're massaging, you might do this a couple of times, up and down. Just take your time. This relaxes all the small muscles that support your spine, and it holds the spine in place. And during this, some people just get a natural spinal adjustment. So very gentle. You are supporting here and you're honoring that which supports them, their spinal column. Down a couple of times to really relax them so they are prepared to receive this healing. As you're doing the massage, feel yourself coming from a place in your heart, a place of caring and support. Thank you. I'm going to release and hold both of your the hands. And think of within your own field the colors red and orange, the colors of the first and the second chakra, and feel their strength and their foundation. Feel yours, feel theirs. Remember, you are modeling for them this healing. Now we're going to hold both hands over the back of the second chakra and fill the second chakra, which most of you already stepped right into that like pros, with the orange and the red light. And just feel your hands hovering there, not touching, but feeling the energy connection between your hands and between the person on the table. And remember to continue to breathe and ground. Now switch your color to a clear light blue and allow this clear, bright blue energy to now flow out of your hands and up the spine to begin the releasing process. Angle your hands towards the head and energetically, with your intention, keeping your hands in one space, begin to push the energy up. You're not moving at this point, you're just pushing the blue light up. We're staying right over the second chakra, we're not moving yet. Ready to get the next one. Keep your hands over that second chakra, because remember, you're only energetically sending the energy up until you feel that the channel has begun to clear. And once you feel that the blue energy has reached the crown, I want you to clear the excess now by sweeping your hands up over the spine, slowly guiding that blue light through and out the top of the head. Just let it go. You don't have to put it down. We'll just let it go. You're going to do that sweep one or two times to make sure it's clear. And you might find as you're doing it with the blue light a little bit of resistance as you go up a certain chakras. That's where there may be a little bit of a block or the chakra may be deficient. And this is where you can confirm your pendulum readings. Just gives you an idea of what's going on. So now we're going to start the spinal wraps. So place your hands, your lower hand is in a cup position at the base of the spine, and your receiving hand, your sending hand is at the tailbone. Make sure you're comfortable. And make sure as we do these sweeps that we stretch out, we roll our shoulders so that we don't get the pain and the discomfort through our spinal column. So now get as grounded as you can and shift your energy field to the red of the root chakra and begin to send a filament of red light spiraling up the spine. Up, and remember, this is the denser of the vibrations. So in the root chakra, because it's our foundation, our structure, it may take a while for that energy to move up, and then you're going to be spiraling it down. Do this twice. And if you get a block, persist, stay with the energy, and you can move the spiral through the block. Now when the wrap is complete, I want you to clear the spinal field by moving both hands up and over the spine and the top of the head. You may do this sweep a few times. This is where you take a moment, once you've done the sweep, to roll your shoulders and to relax. Temperature is starting to rise in here as the fire is coming up. What that is, everyone, that's your combined energy of all of your third chakras working at the same time. So we started with the red, the fire engine for the first chakra. Now we're going to go back into position. And now we're going to see the color orange. Think of orange juice and begin to spiral up the column with the energy of the second chakra. We'll begin to move a little bit quicker because the vibrational level is going up as we go through the chakras, going up to the crown chakra. If you close your eyes or even just go out of focus a little, you will actually be able to see and feel the spiral supporting the column. Once you go up and down a couple of times, then you're going to do the sweep. You may sweep a couple of times just to clear any excess out. Stretch, relax your hands a little bit. All right, now we're going to come back in and we're going to be doing the third chakra. Lisa mentioned yesterday the yellow of the sun. I also like to think of a fresh lemon that's just being squeezed, and it's that juice that's going to make that thread that goes around the spinal column and supports them in their third chakra. Again, you may feel the energy start to move quicker as it spirals upward and the vibrational level changes. Especially along this chakra now in the third chakra, you might not find any blocks because we've done a lot of work this weekend on the third chakra. So really see that energy of the third chakra as you spiral. Once you spiral up and down, then you're going to do your sweep. Stretch, bend your knees a little bit to reground yourself, move your second chakra a little bit to generate some energy, and now we're going to go back in. We're going into the fourth chakra, the liquid emeralds, the energy of the heart. Now, as this begins to speed up until we get to the crown chakra, it may go so fast you miss it, literally. So just feel it. Begin to feel the energy spiraling and moving. If you do run into a block, or when you were doing your pendulum reading, that there was a chakra that was shut down, this is where you might have the energy go up 3 or 4 times. Once you've cleared and supported the third chakra, or fourth chakra, sorry. Now do your sweep. Gently sweeping out that which you no longer need. Okay, now we're going to move up into the fifth chakra. Throat chakra, and it's the summer blue sky. I also like to think of, you know, the aqua color on the beach, you know, those special beaches. Just think of that flow as it's wrapping and supporting the spinal column. And this is where you're going to really begin to notice that because of the vibrational level, it's going to move quickly. When you do the spiral here, you may want to do it 2 or 3 times because it's difficult for a lot of us to be able to speak out into the world. And you want to give them that strength going into the next weekend to be able to speak from their heart. Once you spiraled up and down a few times, then we're going to do the sweep. Stretch, move a little bit. Then you're going to step back in, and now we're going to be working with the energy of the sixth chakra, and that is going to be a deep purple or a deep midnight blue. Think of the full moon the last 2 nights, how dark the sky was around it. So now you're going to be bringing that up into the sixth chakra. And I can tell by just watching head movements, these things are speeding along very quickly now. Once you've completed the spiral in the sixth chakra, now you can do the sweep. Remember, you can add a little bit of an exhale breath as you're sweeping, just to symbolize that motion of clearing. All right, stretch a little. Now we're going to be moving into the crown chakra, the seventh chakra. And this can be done with a violet purple or a white. And again, this is the highest frequency. So this should go pretty quickly. And once you feel it's cleared, then you can go and do the sweep. Spirals through it at all times and feel their current. This is where I hold myself, the image of the wand that Lisa showed you, where it's all complete now. That rainbow is there, that's the support system. Now we're going to go into the standard close. And you're going to be going to the head of the table, holding both hands over their forehead and third eye, palms down, sending hand on the bottom, receiving on the top. And you're just going to hover over that sixth chakra without touching them. And here's where, with your breath, you will send the indigo energy down the body. On your exhale, allowing them to see themselves in a different way, and then bringing up the orange energy on your inhale to help them feel themselves in a new way. You're going to do this several times, exhaling and then inhaling, and this will help them to hold and integrate the changes that have been made in their energy field. Now you're going to close your field once you're done by lifting your hands over your head, sweeping down in a circle to help seal their energy field. And then behind you and in front of you, releasing the second chakra, and let them just stay in this energy without saying anything. And now you can do your pendulum reading. After doing this healing, sometimes you gotta let your pendulum have a minute, because sometimes it has to search for that new energy. And it might be just bobbling a little bit, and then all of a sudden it starts moving. once you're done their pendulum reading, I usually gently just touch them on their shoulder, bringing them back in a very gentle manner, and let's keep them on the table for a couple of minutes while they talk to you. They can roll over, just be on their back and relax. Keep in mind the results you get with your pendulum are telling you how they accepted the healing and made the adjustment within themselves to support themselves. Once you brought them back, take a minute, let them share first what they felt, and then you can share what you noticed and felt.